Now, we're not going to talk about the zealots tonight. That, God willing, again, will have to come in the future. But what I'd like to look at tonight is something at Gamla. So come with me. We'll go just east and a little bit north of the Sea of Galilee up into the Golan Heights. You're looking at the north end of the Sea of Galilee. I can just see it there on the right. And I see a canyon, wadi they call it, going up toward the Golan Heights. It's called Wadi Gamla. And in the middle of that wadi is what could be viewed as a camel hump. The top, the hump of a camel. From a distance, it really does look like that. In Aramaic, the word for camel is Gamla. So it's named camel. Now, in Jesus' time, there was a city on that hill. It's quite a walk, pretty much out in the sticks, so to speak. It's not so easy to get to. And the only way to get to that camel-humped hill is go all the way around and come back at it from the east. Now, the people who lived there were the people who were passionate about the text, very much like the world Jesus lived in, but they had decided that the way the kingdom of God was going to come was by power. And so they were willing to fight the Roman, the Greek before the Roman, and anyone who collaborated with the Roman, including Sadducee or Herodian Jew, anybody that collaborated was fair game. For about 100 years, they did to the Romans what our troops are facing in Afghanistan and Iraq. Not with the same weapons, of course, but the same effect. And the Romans fought them constantly. Very much a part of the Passion movie, I thought. I thought he did a nice job of playing that feeling behind it that the Sadducees were trying to stamp out, that somehow the Messiah was going to come with some kind of a military kingdom. I will argue, won't have time to look at that tonight, that Jesus' disciples bought it lock, stock, and barrel. They were convinced that fight was the way they were going to bring the kingdom. Anyway, that's not what we're going to look at tonight. I want to look at what was at that zealot heart community called Gamla. So come with me, hike down the ancient trail, go there someday, it's a very beautiful hike. On the hillside, you see the hill. Excuse me, on the hillside, you see the city. I see the city wall from top down. And just beyond the city wall, a square, rectangular, platform encircled by that yellow rectangle. So let me take you down there and show you what's there. It's the ruins of one of the oldest synagogues that's ever been found. Now, that's an important detail. Let's start with that. Originally, the synagogue was not a building. The synagogue was a group of people who gathered to study Torah. Paul, in the book of Acts, goes down to the river to find synagogue, and he finds a group of women who are worshiping, including Lydia, the seller of purple. You can look that up sometime. Synagogue was a Bible study group in Christian lingo. They wouldn't have called it that, but a Torah group. Only later are buildings built for the purpose of that study, very much like church. Today you say, where's your church? And you give an address. But church originally had nothing to do with building. Church originally was people. Now it's organization, it's building, and of course I hope that at its heart it's still people. I love this synagogue. Anybody who's been there with me will tell you that I get there and I'm so emotional there all the time. And the reason I'm emotional is not just because it's a synagogue, but because most synagogues in the world of the Bible were destroyed. Many by the Romans, some by Christians. And they laid destroyed for 100 years or 200 years or some less than that. And then the Jewish communities rebuilt them. So when you walk into an ancient synagogue, you have to say to people, well, that one was destroyed and the one that's here today is built over top. This one was destroyed by the Romans about 35 years after Jesus' death, but it was never rebuilt. They never used it. The community was destroyed. Nobody came back there. And so when you walk in that synagogue, you are seeing what Jesus would have seen. Now, I'm not into square inch or holy ground. I believe the whole earth belongs to the Lord, and therefore it's all holy to Him. But it is powerful to say, when you sit there, those ruins, your eyes are seeing the same thing Jesus did. It's really a powerful moment, I think, because of that. Now, was Jesus here? Well, my students have to take a look. They're doing that, in fact, this week. They're looking at, was Jesus ever in Gamla? The answer is the Bible doesn't say that. What I hope my students find this week is a passage in Matthew that says, and Jesus went to all the towns and villages of Galilee and taught in their synagogues. And this was one of the two largest towns of Galilee. It had a major synagogue, maybe more than one. They think they found a second one there as well, I understand. And so probably,